This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Appreciate that. Folks, Sons of Liberty Media.com, a Second Amendment organization. If ATF proposed regulation goes into effect, 500,000 bump stock owners will be instant felons, reports Tim Brown, senior editor of the Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio. Did you hear what I said? If ATF proposed regulation goes into effect, 500,000 bump stock owners will be instant felons. This is your government, America. Gun owners of America have been fixed in direction, as steadfast as a Second Amendment lobbying organization on behalf of the American people. On Wednesday, GOA Executive Director Eric Pratt, son of Larry, issued a statement on the closing of Slide Fire, a manufacturer of gun parts, namely bump stocks, due to the misinformation campaign about bump stocks and the gun confiscation compromises of the Trump administration. Eric said, "It's sad but not surprising that Slide Fire is closing its doors," said Pratt. "What should surprise Americans and gun owners is that it was a Republican administration that put a gun parts maker out of business, especially since the Obama administration had refused to take such a course of action on several occasions." Let me tell you why. Because America was wide awake. But with Donald Trump, everybody's asleep. I can tell you that firsthand. On cue. Remember what Albert Pike said. He said he was a Mason, a 33rd degree Mason. He said, "When the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up." Right on cue. Let's put the American people back to sleep. Oh, Bradley, that's far-fetched, is it? Tea Party from coast to coast. Tea Parties from Texas to Minnesota. All dwindled. No longer in operation. Very few and far between are actually holding their ground. Why is that? Because Donald's in office now. And as long as Donald Trump's in office, we don't have to worry about anything anymore. Well, cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh, period. As a matter of fact, only to prove my point scripturally, when you go to Matthew 13, verse 25, it says, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." When are today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, going to own up to the truth? Facts. Facts are stubborn things and they will not move. And nor am I. And the fact of the matter is when you desire privilege above principle, you need to understand that you're going to lose both sooner or later. President Eisenhower said that back in the 50s. He's exactly right. Barack Hussein Obama refused to take such a course of actions on several occasions due to the fact that the American people had their eyes wide open like the Gadsden snake where it says, don't tread on me, ready to strike. But while everyone's asleep now and they're under this deceptive, delusional world that they have created for themselves because they haven't learned in the past that the game goes on regardless of who's in the people's White House. The agenda is going forward. Matter of fact, if you were to take it for face value, since Donald Trump has been in office, you are under direct assault. Look at these false flags attacks. Look at them. No evidence brought forth from this alleged shooting in Las Vegas. Again, it doesn't mean people didn't die. No release of videos where there's literally thousands of videos. Pictures have come forward with no evidence of anybody being slaughtered through this false flag attack through Stephen Paddock. All the way over to now going to the alleged shooting that took place in Florida, only finding out now. David Hogg, by the way, for those that did not know, he's got a book out that was mysteriously ready to be distributed this quick. I've written books, and it takes months to write a book. How did he get this book written so fast with him and his mama bear, as she calls herself? I mean, this is a kid that can't get the number right concerning how many of his sister's friends died, allegedly, in that shooting. The one that was being coached by the media. Remember when Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube had to come in and scrub anybody that would be objective to the narrative that the CIA-controlled media was giving? And do you remember concerning this alleged shooting over in Florida, how 2 days later they had a debate going on through CNN? And interestingly enough, they had March for Our Lives in this big show of support, marching for the lives of the young people, only to find out it wasn't young people doing the marching. And furthermore, it's also interesting to note that we found through the Homeland Security report by Dean Garrison on the Sons of Liberty Media.com that those permits were given out 2 months before any alleged shooting took place in Florida. But America, you felt satisfied for the fact that they gave you, well, 4 videos of some derelict cop outside of the building. Well, there's 70 cameras, and they refused to release the videos that show the alleged shooter inside of the school. And keep in mind, the eyewitnesses didn't line up whatsoever with what the narrative has been set at, friends, concerning Nicholas Cruz. Matter of fact, the teacher that seen the shooter, or the alleged shooter, said she thought it was the police officers in tactical gear. America, when are you going to learn your lesson? You know, I was talking to an attorney this morning, and he said, it seems like these shootings are prepackaged, and they always come through with some sort of false flag attack just when they need it. I said, well, that's what history teaches us. If we're willing to go back and learn from history, there's nothing new going on under the sun here. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7 through 9. America, when are you going to wake up? Folks, those that are attempting to upend your Constitution know that you're sleeping right now. That's why they're attacking right now. This is why Obama refused to take such course of action on several occasions concerning your gun rights. But guess what, America? Donald Trump and his administration are taking the action that Barack Hussein Obama didn't. I told you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun. I was just sharing with you during the first segment that I was talking to an attorney concerning the things that are going on in this country. You know, and I find it rather ironic and very prophetic that we're continuously highlighting dictators of the past because we're seeing their actions in the present through other sons and daughters of Belial, daughters, sons of Satan. Read John 8:44. They act the same way. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. There's no truth in these people. It's that simple. But now you have an administration that everybody's cheerleading that's stripping you of your God-given rights, which you've not given them nor delegated authority to do so. What Barack Hussein Obama refused to do, Donald Trump is doing. And this is why I continuously try to blow the trumpet a little louder each day to let you and to make you aware of concerning the administration and how the game's being played. Folks, this is nothing, again, but leading through opposition. They create the crimes, they come in with the answer, and they play the problem solvers. That's what dictators of the past and the present are doing, yes, in your country today. It's sad that people have to wait for their country to be destroyed. Lives in the millions to be destroyed, snuffed out by the state over and over and over again before people finally figure out what they shouldn't have done. And that's leave the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's how tyranny and tyrants operate. Get them away from God. Get them away from their Christian heritage. Get them away from the law. Change the law. And that's what's been going on in your country on a major scale since September 11, 2001. You, America, have been under attack. Clearly. No doubt about it. I was just highlighting Second Amendment organization. If ATF proposed regulation goes into effect, 500,000 bump stock owners will be instant felons. Not under Barack Hussein Obama, but under Donald Trump. And also keep in mind, friends, statistically, what's also in the news today, just for those that did not know, is there is a huge influx of Muslims coming across the southern border. And I shared with you during the beginning of Donald Trump and his tenure, his service to we the people, that according to State Department statistics, they found that there's more Muslims, in fact, that has doubled under Donald Trump than that of Barack Hussein Obama. Why? Because when Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign plant sodomite criminal himself, took office, people were wide awake, but they still let him do the things that he wanted to do at will, over 1,180 times, by the way. But now that Donald Trump has on the American people's favorite jersey, he can do no wrong, when in fact he's the one assailing you more so than even Barack did, statistically. Do your own research. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. And when are the American people going to awake to the fact? Are you going to repeat history, friends, and wake up after the fact? Because today, through the mercy of God, you still have the opportunity to right the wrongs, but what are you doing with the time given? And you're not going to get that time restored back unto you, friends. See, that's why we act today. That's why we respond to heaven through his commandments today, because of our love for him. And with that, we occupy. And we reprove darkness by being the light that God has empowered us to be. Now, I want to take it over to another issue that's taking place, because this is another one of those, for years, I can say this over the last 15 years, China and Russia. Well, the communists within America, friends, today are doing their best to create domestic insurrection. And again, it's happening because the American people are allowing it to happen. They think it's a game. They just don't realize that it's not a game. The fact of the matter is China and Russia are now in support of one another concerning the threats from your president, Mr. Donald Trump. Matter of fact, there's headline news, China stages last-minute live fire drill and show of support for Russia. You need to keep in mind, America, that your representatives are in business with China. Joe Biden, Harry Reid, the list goes on, Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? Because Donald Trump has done nothing to drain the swamp. Absolutely nothing. Period. He didn't keep his promise. And I could go through the whole list of broken promises there, but until you open your eyes and see for yourself, I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. That's your bad, not mine. China stages last-minute live fire drill and show of support for Russia. Let me tell you, America, your representatives are in business with Russia. The Clintons selling uranium ore to Russia. Don't sit there and fall prey to the ill-designing and the dupes of ill-designing men because you don't want to play the responsible individual before God and man. The fact of the matter is they can report all they want about how our China and Russia are now our enemies, when in fact, folks, again, keep in mind your representatives are in business with them. This is nothing more than propaganda, again, to stir things up. But I do want to tell you this, regardless, because I know that the bad guys out there, believe me, I know they're there. The fact of the matter is they think, listen to me carefully, bad guys, you think for some reason or another that you're in control. I want to tell you something. You are in control of nothing. You think that things are working out in your favor. They are for now, but you need to keep in mind that you're on the same boat concerning those that you mean to destroy. Those that you mean to sink their ship, you're on the same boat because you're on the ship of mankind, regardless if you like it or not. Read Galatians 6. Okay? And the bottom line is, you go ahead and sink that boat, but you need to keep in mind that you're going to go with it at the end of the day. When you look through Scripture and you see where God used tyrannical kings to chastise and judge His people, it was always worse for them at the end of the day than they wished it would have been. You are in the hand of the Lord regardless if you think you are not. It matters not. It just simply doesn't matter. God is in control of all things. He's judging America today because America refuses to acknowledge the facts, refuses to acknowledge their own transgressions. So therefore, He's going to continuously bring it forth to a higher degree, to another level of judgment until at length the American people acknowledge their sins before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Also read Jeremiah 3, the whole chapter. That's where we're at. But I just want to make sure you're not disillusioned by China and Russia surrounding America. But you do need to understand that at length China and Russia will be used to attack this country. You can mark my words. You can mark them. I don't care about these gloom and doom jokers talking about who this person is and what this country is and what this name means in the Old Testament. I don't care about none of that. I'm just simply telling you the way I have been over the last 15 years. You can mark my words. China and Russia will at length attack this country. You can mark my words. No matter how slick your representatives think they are, no matter how much they think they're in control of nothing, and at length they will be found out. They will fall into the pit that they themselves have dug, every single one of them. The problem is that I'm speaking to the American people that allow these corrupt politicians to do the things that they do. See, if you were to deal with them, you wouldn't have to worry about going into that ditch with them, but you refuse to listen, so therefore you're going to end up in the same ditch as they are. Just like any other country that refused to pay attention to the signs of what dictators do. The workers of iniquity. Lawless people. It's that simple. Those that will not be ruled by God. See, and that again is why our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by bayonets. See, you choose the bayonet because you refuse to listen. Now, I want to take it over to an article that I did on January 3rd, 2018. And I wrote the new administration's push for war. At that time, it was Korea. And they're still talking about Korea. But over the last weekend, for those that didn't know, this new administration allegedly struck Syria for the suspicion of gas attacks on their own people. And what you need to remember is your government has sanctioned the murder of innocent babies in the womb, but they have a care for people over in a foreign country? How does that work? We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We just had some callers up, and you fell off. Why, I don't know. Courage, courage, courage. Had a phone call from New Jersey. Call us back. Want to hear what you have to say. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, thank you for making us the number one radio show in over 100 outlets now, and out of 82 different show host picks. We appreciate that. Check out Genesis Communication Network, and you'll understand there's a gauge there. You know, it's on the top. We appreciate that. With that, I was just highlighting over the last weekend on Friday, while everybody was living their lives, the new administration allegedly attacked Syria for suspicion. The suspicion of gassing that president, that dictator, they want you to believe, was gassing his own people, but they attack on suspicion now, I guess. And I guess somehow or another, we've been given the right by God to police the world, not. But it's interesting, folks, that your government wants you to think, while making millions and billions and trillions in some cases, of money for the military-industrial complex, that they have a care for other countries and their people. Well, in fact, they sanction the murder of the innocent in this country. And if anybody dares speak out against it, the DOJ, the Department of Injustice in this country, will actually bring forth a lawsuit concerning those that film the crimes of Planned Parenthood. See, again, people don't think these things through, do they? No, they don't. And it was interesting last week, on Saturday, there was a release of a video of a, well, self-proclaimed conservative Christian that has now hired one of the most vile sodomites I've ever seen in all of my life. And I guess from what I understand, morals don't matter. And according to his lifestyle, we can see just that. But it's interesting to note of this individual that no one cheerleaded and paraded on the behalf of Donald Trump more than this individual. And on Saturday, there was a video released concerning his care as to what was taking place. And during this video, he is literally crying. And to be honest, I felt for him, but I'm more angry about it today than I'm not. But he was crying over the fact that Donald Trump started out so well and was doing so good. I don't know what he's paying attention to, but what Donald says and what Donald Trump does, friends, are two different stories. I mean, have you examined the fruit? Matthew 7:16? I hope so. Because things don't line up. And while he was crying, he said, I can no longer support Donald Trump. He's crapped all over us, said he. Now, I want everybody to understand that I'm not one of those vain, useless idiots that's just going along to get along concerning what the media inundates us with on a daily basis. No, as a matter of fact, what you'll find is what they say, the opposite is true. In so many different ways. But it shows you how desensitized the American people have become to accept the lie instead of the truth. And yet, of course, they're right when it comes to the decisions and those that they stand behind. You know, no matter how many times they've been called out for their hypocrisy, the guy wearing their favorite jersey, they still won't come to acknowledge the truth of the matter. And what they do is they begin to shoot the messenger, guys like me, for telling them the truth, right? But what was interesting is he was crying and he said he started out so well, started out so good. He goes, now he's crapped all over us. Yes, he has. But that only proves the point that no more is Donald Trump in charge than was that of Barack Hussein Obama in charge, than that of George W. Bush in charge, than that of Bill Clinton in charge, and then Daddy Bush in charge. No. The agenda's going forward, America. And by the way, it's not in the hands of all the evil people that you think it is. No. Because that covenant will be disannulled. And it has been over and over and over again. We're here 5,000 and 6,000 years later because the seed of the righteous is forever. Okay? Period. But it's the same agenda. As a matter of fact, under Donald Trump, it's even getting worse. And isn't it interesting, 2 days, 3 days later, you didn't hear a thing from the CIA-controlled narrative about the Syria attacks. And it was also interesting to note last weekend, MSNBC was highlighting Donald Trump. CNN was highlighting and cheering on Donald Trump concerning his attack on Syria. Why? Because they all work for the same people. It's called leading through opposition. It's really that simple. But if you don't know the Word of God, how do you know what the truth is? Going fast forward to China and Russia now threatening America. And by the way, I don't really appreciate people sending me emails about your gloom and doom speculations. You know, they've been talking about the end times for 2,000 years now. Okay, and we're still here. We're to occupy. Be like that of Eleazar, the son of Dodo. While the other Israelites, when they turned in the face of the Philistines, he picked up his sword and went after the Philistines. That's the man of God. And they're hard to find, let me tell you. Going fast forward to the new administration's push for war. An article on January 3rd, 2018, I wrote about how mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. John F. Kennedy said that. And how I heard a former advisor to former Vice President Dick Cheney grilling the American people on what they need to do concerning the monster that has been cast into their minds of the American people by the media that they don't believe in North Korea named Kim Jong-un. And the only reason you see those that they create to be dictators or monsters in other countries, friends, is because they're not going along with the New World Order, just so you know that. Well, this former advisor of Dick Cheney, his talking points were far too familiar because during this time, Kim Jong's weapons of mass destruction, does that sound familiar, friends? Old talking points. Remember Iraq? The war that was only supposed to last for 6 months? That the president accused after September 11th, who had nothing to do with, who allegedly attacked America? But Georgie and all the good Christians in America thought it would be the right thing because of the way that they talked about Daddy Bush. I didn't like the way Saddam talked about my dad. But little did the American people know that it was your government that put up Saddam Hussein. Whoa! Now, ever since I can remember, there's been war after war, administration after administration, decade after decade, and generation after generation. Hey, folks, enough of war, I say. I hate violence, period. And furthermore, if it's a just war, let those that want the war robe their children in military garb and send them first. That's never the way it happens anymore. That's what our forefathers did, of course. It was them. When it was a righteous war, it was them that stood up and took it to the enemy. Not your kids. I mean, folks, don't get me wrong. I'll be the first one to stand with the righteous if it's a justifiable war. 2 Chronicles 19, 2 and 3. Again, though I hate violence. Going back to this advisor and his talking points. Man, they seemed well rehearsed, this old advisor for Dick Cheney. He seems skilled in coercing the people into another war. Again, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. Furthermore, his talking point sounded like someone pushed the replay button for the war against Iraq in the present. Then again, this is what you need to hear. He knows that his former boss, Halliburton, made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. And he also knows how to speak the language of creating a new war with the same old war tactics. Nothing new under the sun. You know, furthermore, I have another question for all you Trumpites that still haven't caught on yet. I'm just kind of curious, isn't it interesting how the new administration and their push for wars to go deal with a bunch of corrupt dictators? What about the ones in our government? What about Hillary Clinton? How come she's not been dealt with? Oh, that's right. Donald told us after he won the People's White House that the Clintons are good people, and that the American people owed Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude within 30 seconds of his victory speech. Whoa! How come he hasn't dealt with Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, that's right. Barack was the worst president in our history until he sat in the People's White House with Barack, and then he told the American people that Barack Hussein Obama was first class, quote unquote. Does this expose your hypocrisies, America? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. No wonder why there's a left. You're the fruit of the left. You are the left. Halliburton made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. No wonder why they want another war. Furthermore, if you go back to 1957, just to show you this is nothing new, General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government, that's you the people and what you let them do. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. 1957. Does that sound familiar? I mean, you'd think that that was something that was said to us by the president on September 11, 2001. Well, guess what, America? It was. I mean, this may help understand as to why Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld are considered war criminals in other countries. Now, getting back to North Korea, back in January, North Korea's envoy in charge of U.S. affairs at the United Nations demanded Washington provide evidence to back up its claim that this guy's name, Pyongyang, was the WannaCry ransomware attack. An allegation, he said, was a baseless provocation being used to generate tensions. This is what your enemy said, your creative enemy said of your government. This is an allegation, and it's a baseless provocation being used to generate tensions in the minds of the Americans who will support another war that they create, I added. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. China stages last-minute live fire drill and show of support for Russia. While you're being told this through the state-controlled media, again, CIA-controlled, it's interesting to note that your representatives are doing business with the Chinese and the Russians. Wow, could this be diversion? Could this be another attempt to incite more domestic insurrection, more so than that's already been done? Of course it is. You're being diverted to no end, so you will be attacked from the outside. Now, that's just the word of God, like it or not. Leviticus 26, verse 15, there it starts. Read the whole chapter. And when you're done with that, read Deuteronomy 28, too, because it shows you exactly what's going to happen to a nation that forgets God. It's going to be turned into hell. Psalm 9, verse 16. Read it when you get a moment. Just highlighting the new administration's push for war, just like that of the last administration, and the administration before that, and the administration before that, and of course the administration before that, and the administration before that, and the administration before that, and the administration before that, because the American people haven't figured out that they're making billions and billions and trillions of dollars off the blood of your sons and daughters. And again, if it was a worthy, righteous, upright war, then let them go first. Let their kids lead the war. That will never happen, friends, because they are contrived. I just got done giving you a quote from General Douglas MacArthur of the United States back in 1957. right? And how it sounded just like something we had heard after September 11th. Well, you did, 2001. And then I brought you fast forward to more propaganda, and the North Korea's envoy in charge of U.S. affairs at the United Nations, which is created by America after World War II, by the way, United Nations, demanded Washington provide evidence to back up its claim that Pyongyang was behind the WannaCry ransom attack. An allegation, he said, that was baseless provocation being used to generate tensions. Generate tensions in the minds of the Americans so they can justify another war on your dime, America. Pak Song said that the Associated Press, in a telephone interview from New York late Monday, that Pyongyang sees the allegation as an effort to create an extremely confrontational atmosphere. If they are so sure, show us the evidence, he said. Hey, folks, let me bring that over to Las Vegas. Where's the evidence? They're disarming you now, America. Where's the evidence in Florida? None of it's been released. Why? And yet you're in a war without evidence, America? You know, the first casualty in every war is always the truth. And it's the truth that's not been given to the American people. And it's the American people that allow them to perpetuate the crimes that they commit, not only abroad, but also here at home, without any factual evidence whatsoever. Again, because they got their favorite jersey on. Pak Song told the Associated Press, if they are so sure, show us the evidence. Now, I agree. I mean, if there's going to be war between us and another country, let it be a live conversation between the two countries in conflict in an open televised forum. This will leave it to the people as to what is actually taking place. But you need to keep in mind, too, it's the bankers funding both sides for the war. Did you know that? I hope you do. Let's go back over to a little history here. How many times has the American government been exposed for self-inflicting attacks and generating wars? Creating political opposition, winning public opinion with approval to attack the opposition that they themselves have created. Oh, my goodness. Every war. Every war. Let's go to Vietnam, for example. The Gulf of Tonkin incident. Vietnamese. I'm not even going to try to say this guy's name. He's a Vietnamese dude. Sir Kain Vinh Bac Bo, also known as the USS Maddox incident, was an international confrontation that led to the United States engaging more directly in the war. It involved either one or two separate confrontations involving North Vietnam and the United States in the waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. The original American report blamed North Vietnam for both incidents, but eventually became very controversial with the widespread claims that either one or both incidents were false and possibly deliberately so. On August 2, 1964, the destroyer USS Maddox, while performing signals intelligence patrol as a part of DeSoto operations, was pursued by three North Vietnamese Navy torpedo boats of the 135th Torpedo Squadron. Maddox fired three warning shots in the North Vietnamese boats, then attacked with torpedoes and machine gun fire. Maddox expended over 283-inch and 5-inch shells in a sea battle. One U.S. craft was damaged, three North Vietnamese torpedo boats were damaged, and four North Vietnamese sailors were killed with six more wounded. There were no U.S. casualties. Maddox was unscathed except for a single bullet hole from a Vietnamese machine gun round. Now, it was originally claimed by the National Security, the NSA, that a second Gulf of Tonkin incident occurred on August 4th, 1964 as another sea battle, but instead evidence was found of Tonkin ghosts. In other words, America, false radar images created, America. and not actual North Vietnamese torpedo boats. In the 2003 documentary, The Fog of War, which I watched, the former United States Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, admitted that the August 2nd USS Maddox attack happened with no Defense Department response, but the August 4th Gulf of Tonkin attack never happened. It started the war, America. 58,000, my cousin was killed there, men and women were killed in Vietnam. Perpetuated on a, premised on a lie, America. McNamara met with former Vietnam People's Army General Vo Nguyen Giap to ask what happened on August 4th, 1964 in the second Gulf of Tonkin incident. He said absolutely nothing. Giap replied that the attack had been imaginary. 58,121 men dead. Who created the war? Who incited it in America? Your government did. 94% of the American people don't believe the CIA-controlled media, who has a long history of lying, defaming, contriving, fabricating, and creating war, and putting innocent people into a false light. I mean, consider that Congress, who was, as of November 8th, 2017, has the support of 13% of the American people. These are the same people who work hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media against our republic. America, you're at war, like it or not. If you want peace, prepare for war. And remember, liars have a history of lying, right? And in every war, again, the first casualty is always the truth. Read John 8:44. I mean, the American government and its role in this country have become as foreign to Americans in many cases as foreign countries are to us. You know, if there's going to be war, America, let's take the politicians. Let's take these world representatives. I'm not going to call them leaders because they're not leading us anywhere but to war. If they want war, listen to me. Instead of millions of people dying and thousands of people and thousands and thousands and thousands of people dying, let's take those politicians that want the war and let's put them in a cage match and let them fight to the death. Because you know as well as I do, no one wants war. No one wants war at all. I want you to listen carefully if I can pull this up in time. This was Heimler who said it, that it's easy to bring people to war. Hang on. I'm doing live radio. It's important that you hear this. To bring people to war. I'm going to find this and then pull it up. And of course, somehow or another, it's amazing how these quotes, friends, when I punch them in, I have literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles out there, and they are getting harder to find. And it's a quote. Okay. I'll tell you this. It says, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes, said the German Admiral Karl Dönitz. Wake up, America. I love you enough to tell you the truth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.